Well, the problem is every time. So you remember a long time ago. So when I first came up here to Springfield, one of the first things I started to kind of research was, you remember the when the casinos were all kind of came online, and we told that was the answer to education. Well, you can go back and you can track that when the casino money started entering lottery and the casino money started entering, and it does indeed go towards education. They opened the back door and they took out roughly about the same amount of money, and that's the problem. Government, Illinois government will, yes, we'll give you this, but we're going to take away that. And it always ends up netting, leave education, here's two examples that I'm working on right now. Municipalities, your sheriff's departments, your cities, your police departments, in January, they start sending these police officers off every year to get additional training. That was always paid. That was a line item in the budget. Nobody knew it until this January, but our 1,587-page budget, that was that little line item was yanked out. So as sheriff's offices and municipalities started sending their policemen to get trained, they were finding, you're going to have to pay for this, right? And they didn't know that. Needy townships. If a township of a certain size has less than a certain population, back in the 80s, there was this thing called needy townships where they got a little bit more money to take care of the extra roads that they had. Most of that money was yanked out of the budget. So hence, my particular township that I live in operates off of a budget of $120,000, and the needy money, the additional money was $19,000. So they woke up January 1st, figured out that was gone. So, that's the problem is we're never addressing the issue. We throw more money at a situation, but then we pull it, out the back door, and then we create more mandates. And we just simply got to clean this. And it's kind of a big task that, a governor and a House and a Senate need to work on. But unfortunately, in order to keep people happy, and especially it seems like in the Chicagoland area, you just keep throwing out money and more money and giving more stuff. Thomas Jefferson said that in his farewell address. He said, when Americans can figure out they can vote themselves entitlements, democracy will fail. And that's what you got going on. You got representatives here that's making a career out of this thing and just taking more and more and giving to get that more and more. And then obviously, if you got people on the other end receiving this whole socialistic mindset and idea, then that kind of helps that system to work. So again, I keep going back to that big word, accountability. Much like you run your own home budget, much like we run a business budget, state of Illinois does not do that. We just simply garner more money and throw it at the system and create new ways of spending money. And that's we got to rein that in. We got to be willing to rein that in, and we can do what we need to do.